However, at this stage of the game, it's out of my realm of thinking that PG&E could emerge from this situation unscathed and without blame. I think at this point it seems to be just a matter of how much blame and inevitably how much money it's going to cost. Will, realistically speaking, this will never go to trial, will it?
Well, I think that they've got a tough case to defend. The big dispute is going to be what caused these fires. And once that's adjudicated, I would not want to be representing PG&E in a courtroom given their history. This is the sixth or seventh different fire that they're going to be adjudicated as responsible for. They've been found criminally liable for misdemeanors as far back as the 1990s. They were convicted felon on federal criminal probation from the San Bruno explosion at the time of this fire. 2 years ago, they were adjudicated responsible for the Butte fire. That kind of repetitive conduct is going to be difficult to defend in the court of law. So that's an advantage for my side of the situation, because really we're not looking to put PG&E out of business or to cause a bankruptcy.
Yeah, because that's what they're concerned about.
Sure. And nobody wants that.
And frankly, we don't want our rates to go up to, you know, $5,000 a month to provide PG&E.
So good news has happened there as well, because the PUC specifically adjudicated that issue, and they cannot pass along the costs of these fire settlements. This is going to come out of, corporate funds, which is appropriate, because only when the financial consequences of not doing the proper maintenance becomes more than the financial benefits of doing it however they want.
Yeah, they got to fill it in their pocketbooks.
And that's how we change corporate behavior.
Yeah.
It's a public policy issue. The citizens of California have got to decide who's going to bear this responsibility when utility lines are the ignition source for fires. And right now, your public policy says that the utilities are best able to separate trees from lines. After all, the trees were here first.
Yeah.
And so you're duty bound to put maintenance teams out there to trim the trees to keep them away from the lines. And if you don't do it and you have fires, you're liable for it.
And Noreen, how many people are we talking about in Sonoma County or the neighboring counties that are a part of this particular lawsuit?
Well, our firm has a little over 1,200 clients thus far.
Wow.
I think there were close to around 10,000 people that were harmed.
Yeah.
In the Tubbs fire alone, over 5,000 buildings were burned down.
Yes.
It's quite substantial. So there's a lot of people that are really suffering in our community. And, you know, you mentioned the out-of-town attorneys. As an attorney here for 36 years.
We don't consider you an out-of-town. Yeah.
No, I realized, though, that I can't take PG&E on all by myself.
Yeah.
They would just dwarf me with their resources and their attorneys. They'd make it too expensive for me to pursue. That's why I partnered with Michael Watts, because that's what he does for a living. That's what he's done for decades. And none of the attorneys locally, as good as they are, have the resources to do it alone. So
all partnered. It's a huge thing. It's not one person suing one entity. It's
I'm immensely grateful to these attorneys for coming in, because that's the only way we can hold PG&E accountable. And that's what all this is about. It's about making people whole, and it's about changing corporate behavior. And this is the only way we have to do it. We can't seem to do it politically.
Well, and the thing is, in terms of making people whole, you'll be able to do that to a certain extent with money and not be able to do that completely for any reason in
Correct.
Any way. And
exactly.
That's just the way this circumstance is.
That's the frustrating part of what we do. We're never going to be able to undo what happened in October.
Right.
But there's an economic reality here, and that is that while we all think that we're fully insured when we buy homeowners insurance, we don't see the little fine print that has caps on personal property.
No, well, we do now.
We don't see the fine print that says that they're going to give you the value of the house, but then when the cost to replace it is 40% higher because basic law of supply and demand, people are losing hundreds of thousands of dollars per home in their equity by virtue of this, and it shouldn't be their responsibility. They didn't start the fire. We believe PG&E did, and so we're not only trying to get them compensation, but as I mentioned before, it's a timing issue. We needed to get running quickly because the benefits are going to run out and people are going to be caught. And so that's why we're in a hurry, and that's why we filed 1,200 lawsuits.
All right. Well, that's where we stand today, and we will keep obviously up to date on this. And as always, PG&E is welcome to come into our studios and talk about their position. They've been pretty tight-lipped about the situation, which often happens in the middle of a lawsuit, but they are certainly welcome here in the KSRO studios. Thank you very much, Michael and Noreen, for being here. No doubt we will be talking again.
I'm always available.
All right. That is Michael Watts from Watts Guerra and Noreen Evans watching out for Sonoma County residents who lost a lot in the fires.